Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 71. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 70.
Mid-America Network News. U.S. Representative Charisse Davids backed new federal spending to help Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan oppose tyranny and terror. But U.S. Representatives Tracy Mann and Ron Estes drew the line at the $60 billion package supporting Ukraine's fight against a Russian invasion. Overall, the $95 billion supplemental spending deal began as four separate bills, but they were folded together in one as an alternative to a comparable measure approved 2 months ago by the U.S. Senate. Passage by the Senate of the House version would send it to President Joe Biden. Yesterday, the Riley County Police Department responded to the report of animal cruelty in Manhattan. Veterinary staff said a cat had been shot with an arrow and was brought in around 9 a.m. The suspect is currently unknown, according to the Riley County Police Department. The cat is now doing well. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable. April is Donate Life Month. Every 8 minutes, someone is placed on the transplant list. One donor can save 8 lives and enhance the lives of 75 others. Eliza Conwell is one of those people. She's 12 years old, and she was born with a congenital heart defect. Eliza had her first surgery at just 6 weeks old, and many followed. I had to travel to Colorado multiple times each month. She was listed for a heart transplant in August of 2022. Eliza's mom said it's just a waiting game. In March of 2023, Eliza was gifted a new heart. Two people were arrested over the weekend after Kansas wildlife officials say they were poaching turkeys on a landowner's property. The warden seized two turkeys, three 22 rifles, and an air rifle. The shooter was arrested on multiple wildlife charges. As they were searching the area, they sent in the canine, Indy. All of a sudden, a suspect came out of the woods with his hands up. That suspect was also arrested. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska nonprofits have received $640 million from billionaire Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon co-founder Jeff Bezos. The $640 million will be split between 361 nonprofits across the country, with three of the recipients being in Nebraska. Since 2019, Scott has given away over $17.3 billion. The three Nebraska nonprofits are Bright Horizons, Nebraska Appleseed, and Ho-Chunk Community Development. More than 6,000 nonprofits applied for funding. In other news, Nebraska's Voting Rights Restoration Coalition has announced a public education campaign on Nebraska's new voting rights laws. This comes after Nebraska legislature's passage of LB 20, saying that state residents who have completed a felony sentence can now register to vote immediately after completion rather than wait an extra 2 years. The coalition has launched GetMyVoteBack.org, a three-step guide for Nebraskans who will be re-enfranchised in 2024.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers announced her candidacy for re-election, representing the 36th Senate District, which includes Marshall and Washington, as well as Clay, Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Osborne, Ottawa, Phillips, Republic, Rooks, Russell, and Smith counties. Bowers has served the Senate since 2013 and was previously a House member elected first in 2007. She is from Concordia. Marshall County Treasurer Angie Price is filed for re-election. She was appointed February of this year with the retirement of Jimmy Ellenbecker and will run on the Democratic ticket. Marysville was runner-up in nationwide voting through USA Today as best small town in the Midwest. Among communities under 25,000 population, Madison, Indiana, a town of just over 12,000 residents, won first. The only other Kansas community in the top 10 was Council Grove, finishing third place behind Marysville. Online voting was conducted in March. Washington County Commissioners' last meeting interviewed Ryan Kern of Washington, one of two finalists for County Economic Development and Tourism Director. A second finalist will be interviewed from among six applications for the post. Annual free days at the Washington County landfill are coming up May 2nd through the 4th. Nemaha County Commissioners advise they're still receiving organization requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Those interested should contact County Administrator Mike Miller. Gage County officials are considering options as to a bridge closure over Indian Creek at the east edge of Pickerel, which was closed earlier this month due to deficiencies on the bridge deck. A detour has been designated north at the intersection with Southwest 2nd Road. Average daily traffic count is over 700 vehicles. USD 108, Washington County approved hiring Jordan Carlson as junior senior high principal, replacing Brock Funk, who is taking a post as principal at Great Bend High School. A native of Thayer, Kansas, Carlson and her family live north of Clay Center. She's been teaching at Clay Center High School the past 7 years. Your news on your time. A podcast of our morning and midday news blocks are available on our website, KNDYradio.com, and our social media. Washington County authorities were involved in a high-speed chase Monday that resulted in a multiple injury accident south of Washington near the industrial park. Pursuit was initiated by Clay County, proceeding north on K-15 with speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Multiple vehicles were forced off the roadway with erratic and reckless driving. Stop sticks deployed near Lynn were not effective, and the 2022 Dodge Ram pickup eventually struck an embankment at Industrial Park Drive, causing it to go airborne or roll over at the north side of that intersection. The driver, Robert D. Allen of Bellevue, Washington, and a passenger, Riley L. Linders, also of Bellevue, Washington, and a female juvenile passenger were transported to Washington County Hospital. The suspect had reportedly fled from law enforcement earlier Monday before arrival in Clay and then Washington counties. Robert D. Allen has a felony warrant from Washington State for escape from custody and assault. This and multiple pending charges face Allen as the investigation continues. Clay, Washington, and Marshall County authorities responded, as well as Kansas Highway Patrol and local first responders. A Clay County patrol vehicle suffered minor damage, but no injury to officers involved. Again, the injury accident south of Washington near the industrial park Monday.
and the driver, Robert Allen of Bellevue, Washington, and two passengers transported to Washington County Hospital. Laura Richters was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. She's among volunteers coordinating a cleanup effort with Marysville Plantings. Richters talked about the areas that the group will focus on in the community.
Yes, we have one called the 7th Street Corridor, and it's by the Wagon Wheel Restaurant. It's along where the parking lot is there, and the Pony Mound right by the highway there. And we have the Water Tower up on the hill, Rose Garden over by the City Park, the Historic Courthouse, Airport. We have a part out there, and the Welcome Center. As you're coming into town, it's just a small area, but it has roses and lilies out there. And we have a gal there that takes care there. And the Kester House Gardens.
Emilia R. Hassey, 2-year-old daughter of Corey Hassey and Joanna Keys of Summerfield, passed away Thursday. Services planned Friday at 1 at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At the Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Emilia Hassey. Paul Juniman, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, with the vigil service at 9:30 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Paul Juniman.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and a bit breezy today with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and mid-40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday, cloudy and breezy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then showers continue throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s, southeast winds around 25 and gusting as high as 45. Showers and thunderstorms still continue as we head into Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, south winds between 25 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Then showers and thunderstorms still continue into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 50s. Southwest winds gusting as high as 40. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 69, record high on this date 97. The average low 45, the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:38. Scattered showers, thunderstorms overnight. Thunderstorm warnings prompted a couple of times in Gage County, where they received up to an inch and a half hail, parts of Beatrice and west of Beatrice. We had just about 4 5/100ths of an inch rain here at studios in Marysville early this morning.
Your birth date reveals how old you are, but not necessarily the age of your physical systems. We'll explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 23rd, the 114th day of the year. Singer Roy Orbison was born on this day, and the first video was uploaded to the YouTube platform on this day 19 years ago. Medical researchers are taking a fresh look at the mechanics of aging and how our body system seems to age at different rates. Your cardio system, for example, can age more rapidly than your metabolic system. For others, mental abilities may fade while retaining youthful physical attributes. There's hope that it will soon be possible to identify physiological markers that reveal so-called ageotypes. Interventions could then be designed based on your aging type. Someday, you may be able to say, my heart is 60, but my liver is only 40. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Zapp Brothers Petroleum is proud to support all area spring sports teams. The athletes have great strength, dedication, determination, and are sure to excel at all the events this week. From Zapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and a new location in Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Beatrice Health and Rehab knows the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams have the talent and drive to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, teams, from Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcats baseball team had a successful weekend against number 15 Oklahoma State with Kansas State sophomore pitcher Jackson Wentworth being able to start his first game of the 2024 season on Saturday. Overall, he's made 18 appearances all in the bullpen before leading up to his opening start on Saturday with a dominant opening, striking out numerous Oklahoma State batters and leading a perfect game through 4.1 innings. Overall, he finished with just over 6 innings being pitched, striking out 8 and having only allowed 1 run.
But really great, just being able to start for my team and giving the best outing I could so I can give us a chance to win for a series win against Oklahoma State because they're ranked 15th. So that really helps and it boosts my confidence knowing that I can start for our team and just help us out in any possible way.
Kansas State went on to win the game with a 7-2 victory over number 15 Oklahoma State. They're back in action again tonight against Omaha at 6 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now, Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
With college basketball season officially over, it is trading season for college basketball across the nation as the Kansas State women's basketball team says that they've added a major scoring weapon coming into the upcoming spring season for next year. As KSNT News reports, 6'1" Tamira Poindexter has officially committed to Kansas State as of Sunday after winning player of the year in the American Athletic Conference, averaging 21 points and 5.3 rebounds per game for the previous season. Overall, she scored 16 points per game as a sophomore and 12 as a freshman. She's now coming in as a rising senior for the year, playing her last year of college hoops now in Manhattan for Kansas State after spending 3 seasons with Tulsa.
In other news, the Kansas City Royals are moving through their four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. That's at home at Kauffman Stadium. That four-game series goes through Thursday this week before heading back on the road to Detroit to take on the Tigers starting on Friday. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Valley Heights and Frankfort Centralia baseball softball teams in action Monday. Frankfort Centralia takes the baseball games in shutouts 16-0 and 15-0. Valley Heights takes the softball games 6-2 and 7-3. Marysville High baseball and softball teams at Clay Center Tuesday. Valley Heights softball at Donovan West. Centralia Frankfort softball hosting Onega. Area track teams at the Washington County Invitational Tuesday. Marysville High track teams at Clay Center.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Tax refund burning a hole in your pocket? Turn that into your new ride from Crown Over Auto Sales. Take a look, and if it's not on the lot, let Ethan and Andrew find it for you. If you know what you want or want to spend, Crown Over makes it work for you. Find them across from Valley Vet in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Freeze CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Freeze, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Freeze CPA, downtown Marysville.
Add several months of color to your late winter and early spring garden with hellebores. These low-maintenance, long-blooming perennials are sure to brighten any garden or mixed border. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hellebore species have downward-facing flowers, while newer varieties have been bred for showier, outward-facing blooms. The flowers are actually colorful sepals that may persist in the garden throughout the summer. Remove the faded flowers to encourage new foliage. Plant hellebores in full or partial shade with moist, well-drained soil for best results. Once established, they'll tolerate dry shade. This makes them a great choice for planting beds under or near large shade trees. Be sure to provide ample moisture the first year or two as the plants become established. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist, and mulch the surrounding soil to help keep roots cool and moist. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
There will be an estate auction with mechanics, tools, and etc. for the Gary Jorgensen Trust Saturday, April 27th, sale at 10 a.m. at 709 North 10th in Marysville. Selling a Snap-on gloss black rolling tool cabinet, Snap-on 50-ton hydraulic press, Snap-on vertical 80-gallon 230-volt air compressor. Selling a forklift, it's a propane 3-ton forklift, 6,000-pound engine stand, a lathe milling machine, tap and die sets, offset wrenches, torque wrench, impact wrenches, and more. Plus catalogs, manuals, and miscellaneous. This estate auction for the Gary Jorgensen Trust, Saturday, April 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 709 North 10th in Marysville. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
It is definitely one of the longer names in the beer brewing industry and has an equally long lineage of production to boot. Today, I'll take you to the place it all began and where it remains, an important part of a community that had the natural resources to help it grow. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It is a well-known name in the brewing industry.
Leinenkugel's started in 1867 here in Chippewa Falls. Where they're located is right on a spring.
Kat Wendell shares the story from the Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology.
It's just kind of a perfect Goldilocks zone between the river and the natural springs in the area. And it has claim to fame as some of the purest drinking water in the area. So that's another thing that Leinenkugel's and Chippewa Springs Water had going for them at the time.
That natural clean water was perfect for brewing. And while other breweries have come and gone, this one has stood the test of time.
It was a good German beer in a highly German immigrant area. It's still a family to this day that are involved with the company.
One of the true treasures that Kat gets to help oversee here at the museum is some of the artifacts that are tied to the famous brand.
From our understanding, it is the largest Leinenkugel's memorabilia collection. We have items that are in this loan that are back to the founder, Jacob Leinenkugel. They've been passed down through the family. It is quite an extensive collection.
It is truly impressive. A history lesson of sorts about the company simply by looking at the many pieces of memorabilia that are tied to it. It is one of the reasons many people like to stop by this small museum that in part honors a longtime hometown brand. Traveling the countryside in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
Many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Choosing a system depends on your needs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy. Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal. And that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, that would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, Real-Time Kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1-inch accuracy. That's the beauty of VAR-TK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. Consider how intuitive the menus, buttons, and touch interfaces are, and how easy it is to train other operators. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
U.S. dairy farms amp up biosecurity to deal with high-pass avian influenza. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Even very biosecure livestock facilities can be at risk for bird flu outbreaks. Karen Jordan is a veterinarian, a North Carolina dairy farmer, and chair of the National Dairy Farm Program's Animal Care Task Force. As all dairies are not the same, Jordan says, biosecurity approaches are not the same as well.
You've got to have biosecurity that makes sense for that organism, and also that makes sense for how we're trying to continue to keep milk on the shelves for people and how we're trying to protect the welfare of our animals. You just got to have a really big picture and what makes sense for your farm.
Jamie Jonker is Chief Science Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation.
All of those farms that have been affected have been doing a fantastic job of doing the right thing for their cows and for public safety by keeping that milk out of the commercial system. So it's really been an all hands on deck. We're learning a lot of things as this goes on. And again, just reemphasizing, it's really helping, I think, the dairy sector look at what should the biosecurity on our farms look like in the 21st century.
Both Jonker and Jordan were featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the NMPF. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's Tuesday. Hunter Farm broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Keith Felty is an Oklahoma farmer and also the president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. In his travels, Felty has kept track of the nation's winter wheat crop and says it's looking good so far.
Wheat crop is doing better than it has in the last several years, especially in my part of the state. We've had way more rain than we've had for the last 2 years, and it looks like a decent crop if we can go ahead and get good weather to finish. finish it out and see where we wind up.
He then talks about the wheat crop in 2024 compared to the last few years.
Well, this year was one of those that we had good moisture heated up, and for the most part, it really didn't have to struggle a whole lot. We got timely rains the whole year. 2 years ago, we got it up, and then we suffered in a short crop, and some acres not harvested. And then last year, we were able to get it up and suffered in the middle, and had some weather to finish up and have some really decent yields, especially in certain areas. So this year was kind of one, so far, has been continually a nice year.
Again, that's president of the National Association of Wheat Growers and an Oklahoma farmer, Keith Felty. Now, in other news, USDA data shows the number of cattle on feed at the start of this month rose 1% year over year. Cattle and calves on feed for slaughter and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more rose to 11.8 million head in the week through April 1st. An agency report says inventories included 7.27 million steers and calves, a 2% increase, and 4.56 million heifers and heifer calves, a 1% increase from the same point last year. March placements, meanwhile, plunged 12% to 1.75 million head, and net placements totaled 1.69 million head. Marketings of fed cattle also dropped in March, falling 14% to 1.71 million head. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sid Speck, here on this Tuesday with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Mother Nature can keep you guessing during planting season, but your equipment shouldn't. Ensure a successful start by stocking up on planter, drill, and tillage parts from Abilene Machine so you can finish quickly and on time. And Abilene Machine knows how important strength and durability are, so they stock parts from trusted companies like Carlisle and Bellotta for affordable gauge wheels, tires, discs, and blades for John Deere, Case IH, and more. Shop AbileneMachine.com.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 3923. It's an excellent soybean for Western Kansas and a solid producer for the past 4 years.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
There are many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Choosing a system depends on your needs. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Spot less. Introducing the cleanup for tar spot, gray leaf spot, southern rust, and more. Novel next generation Adastrio fungicide broadens your spectrum and strengthens your residual when it comes to foliar disease control in corn. Visit your FMC retailer or adastrio.ag.fmc.com to clean up this season. Follow 2EE for tar spot management in corn. Valid until 1/31/28. Always read and follow all label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The size of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy. Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal. And that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, that would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, real-time kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1 inch accuracy. That's the beauty of RTK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the theme today as we pass through the midday has been mostly higher pretty much across the board. There is slight weakness, mostly mixed in the cattle markets. However, throughout the grains, oilseeds, and much of the livestock markets, we're seeing positive notes. Into the cattle markets, though, we see April and June live cattle triple-digit lower. April currently down 147 at 182.35. June down 165 to 176.40. After that, throughout the rest of the livestock, nothing but green on the screen, including the feeder cattle markets. The April contract of 67 to 243.57, May's of 37 to 245.55, and the light spot of the livestock today has been the hogs. May lean hogs up 175 to 98.45. June's up to 107.95 per hundredweight. That's up 245 on the day of trade. Into the grains now. We are seeing a little bit of apprehension from traders waiting on the weather report, of course, as we get further and further into planting season. It's showing minimal movement, especially for both corn and grain. That's not being helped out today by the weaker dollar and a stronger Brazilian real, so that's kind of why it's in the positive figure as well, as May corn back up 3 to 442 and 3 quarters, July up 2.5 to 452 and a quarter. With the tensions in the Middle East and the Black Sea having some issues as well, exporting their wheat markets, it does seem like Chicago spring Kansas City wheat are banking in on that. May Kansas City wheat up 9.5 to 607, July's up 10.5 to 613. May oats also higher, currently up a nickel at 367 and a half. Soybeans also relishing off that weaker dollar and a stronger Brazilian real today. May beans up 5.25 to 1166 and a half. July's up the same 5.25 note to 1181 and 3 quarters. May soy meals actually unchanged at 344.30, however, slight gains beyond that. And May soybean oil up 28 points to 45.32. Cotton, though, is still down at 1 point, a triple-digit drop, not quite as severe. May cotton now down 65 points at 79.39. Taking a look down Wall Street here as we inch closer to the end, the Dow's up 265 to 38,505, S&P up 57 to 5,067, and the NASDAQ up 230.
Stackline Communications presents The Frontmen Live, Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. The Frontmen features Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star. What about now? Why should we wait? Larry Stewart of Restless Heart. Louis dies in Texas. And Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations for a special QR code, you can snag your tickets for only $20. Derby Mattress and Derby, Truck Stuff, Money Tampon, Dutch Miller GMC in El Dorado, and J.J. Edwards State Farm Insurance in Eureka. Bring your lawn chairs as there'll be food trucks and beer trucks and lots of chart-topping hits. The Frontmen Live, Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Get tickets and info at Crank Hank.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pickup in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Despite a recent freeze, winter canola yields for this growing season look to be on target, pending some timely rainfall. K-State canola breeder Mike Stom discusses the major freeze event that affected canola fields during early April.
I think this year, though, we're pretty fortunate with where the canola crop was at. You know, the damage depends on, you know, the ultimate low temperature, the duration of that temperature, and then the growth stage of the crop. This year, the crop was not quite as advanced as we've seen it in some of the previous years where we've had some of these bitterly cold temperatures. Now, it did get downright cold in central Kansas. You know, we measured 14 degrees at Hutchinson on the 14th. And so I was certainly concerned. But when I evaluated that field, the crop was in that early bolting to early flowering stage. And, you know, at that time period, the crop is actually fairly tolerant to these hard freezes.
Stom explains how to identify freeze damage within canola.
With canola, it's pretty visible. So, you know, the first thing that I look at is the leaves, leaf discoloration or leaf bleaching, you know, a loss of chlorophyll in the leaf. And so the leaves will look white, brown. And a lot of times you'll see within the center of the leaf that bleaching discoloration, but then also the tips are burned back. And at the stage we were at, the canola is still actually producing leaf area. And so it's able to grow through that bleaching pretty easily. And so it doesn't take long after the freeze event where you start to see more leaf area and the plants overcoming that effect of the freeze.
He discusses other production factors growers need to keep an eye out for that could impact canola fields.
We definitely want to be out there scouting for the possibility of sclerotinia or white mold. Although we haven't had rain events that could potentially lead to a sclerotinia being a problem, the big impact right now would be insect pressure on the buds and the flowers and the pods as they are developing. So diamondback moth would be one that I would be concerned with. Also, ligus bug can be an issue. False chinch bug, since we're kind of on the dry side right now, they can become an issue. So those are the things that I would be on the lookout for. You know, the biggest issue that I see moving forward right now is some timely rainfall. You know, we really need that timely rainfall right now, like I said, to kind of get us to the finish line because we are at that peak water demand.
That was K-State canola breeder Mike Stom on the current state of canola. He reminds growers that insect damage and rainfall will affect yields the most. Learn more on the K-State Agronomy e-update article titled Spring Freeze Effects on Winter Canola. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. General Motors has beaten the market's top and bottom line expectations for the first quarter, and it's raised its guidance to investors for the rest of 2024. Shares in the automaker jumped 5% on that news. Earnings reports like that one have boosted sentiment on Wall Street. The Dow Jones this morning was 200 points above its opening. The S&P had gained 1% on the day. The Nasdaq Composite was up nearly 1.5%. Plans for a deal between a couple of the biggest names in handbags are on hold. Citing concerns about competition, the Federal Trade Commission has sued to stop the company behind Coach from spending $8.5 billion to buy the parent of Michael Kors brand. Verizon says it lost about 68,000 wireless subscribers in the first quarter. That was well below estimates, and the company beat expectations for quarterly profit. Verizon says a majority of customers have opted for its customizable MyPlan bundle. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.